You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Are you on the lookout for a great way to get fit? Well, there are some free taster sessions coming up in Bristol, and joining me to tell us all about them are fitness instructors Hayley Rose and Marcella Manzilli. It is lovely having you on RNIB Connect Radio today.
Hi. Hello, Pauline.
The classes are starting in September. The name is Keep Fit Classes, and it sounds quite self-explanatory, but if you're maybe new to sport, you might not really know what to expect. So would you mind telling us a little bit about what would happen in a class like this?
Yeah, sure. So this will be like full body toning, light strengthening with some small hand weights, depending on obviously your experience, and very, very low impact. So building it up slowly. So if you're not used to exercise, and as the weeks go by, we will adapt it. But it is definitely very much for beginners. And of course, if you have had experience in the gym or in fitness or sport before, you're more than welcome to come. And we can obviously adapt that for you as well, because we are used to working in our mainstream classes with beginners and advanced and intermediate as well.
What inspired you to create sessions that are accessible for someone who is living with sight loss specifically?
From working obviously in the gym, where people come in just to use the equipment, like the treadmills and the bikes, had quite a few members coming in over the years, and they enjoyed the gym, but they struggled because they needed more attention, like a one-to-one or, you know, specialized stuff. And we just didn't really offer that. So we realized there was a place for that. And we spoke with a couple of the members, and they said, we would love to come to the class, but we don't feel we can fit in with the mainstream class because of how it's presented. So that's what inspired the idea from actually meeting, VI and blind people previously. And we wanted to make it inclusive as well.
Oh, that sounds brilliant. So was it easy to make these adaptations for this class?
Well, we are going to make the class basically as low as for beginners possible, so people can come in and learn the basic exercises. And then from there, maybe we're going to add and make it be more complicated by using weights. So it's what we normally do. We just have to take more time with them. So we maybe walk around and correct them while one of us will explain the exercise to the whole class and be more one-to-one. So it's not be a big, big class, maybe maximum 15 people, so they can really get the benefit of it. I have two instructors in the room.
Oh, that sounds brilliant, because I feel like that's the thing. Sometimes explaining an exercise is not enough, and having someone actually show you where you what position you should put your body in can really make all the difference and really help you get the most out of your exercise by having the right posture for it.
Yes, we're going to have somebody sort of leading it vocally with explanation, and one of us walking around, obviously just making sure people are in the right positions and just adjusting them as well, because we want them to get it right and get the benefit of that.
Yeah, because it's not all about speed. Like, speed's not going to get you the best exercise. It's doing them properly and at a steady pace is where you're going to actually see your results.
Yes, definitely. That's right. We want them basically to learn the basic technique of each exercise, so they can maybe take with them in the future and train also on their own if they want to, so they feel more confident with what they're learning, and maybe join the gym and train on their own if they want to. And from there, slowly progress with the whole group.
Oh, that's lovely, because you're going to get that advantage of having the one-to-one, but also the advantage of being in a group environment. So there's a bit of that social interaction.
Yeah, they shouldn't definitely be missing out. We felt like that group was missing out, and it shouldn't be like that. So hopefully it will be a positive change, you know?
Well, let's talk a little bit about the taster sessions, because they're coming up. So if you wouldn't mind telling us when they're happening and how do we take part?
So the session is going to be every Monday at 2 p.m. The two free taster sessions are going to be on the 19th and the 26th of September at Kingswood Leisure Centre, St. Church Road, BS16 4RH. We will meet the people upstairs at reception, greet them, and bring them up downstairs. So the taster session is going to be about knowing the leisure centre, how to get downstairs to the gym, to the hall, and then have like a 30-minute session. So they will taste what a class will be like. We'll have time to ask questions if they need to at the end, at the beginning of the class. and hopefully answer all the questions they have to feel comfortable to come to the next session.
Yeah, because that's the thing. If you've not been active or doing anything active in a long while, you can feel a little bit reluctant, but you really shouldn't. So having a taster sessions like this, it's a really nice, easy way of getting into fitness.
Yeah, no, it's true. Obviously, we do meet a lot of people who, you know, some 60, 70 years of age, who have never even come to the gym. And it's so nice to help those people. And the nice part about the leisure centre is it is a very different ages and abilities. We have older people, younger people, you know, different disabilities. So it's a very nice mix there. So it's not so intimidating. And it's a community, you know, like people become friends and they start to socialize as well outside the gym. And it's lovely to see it as well. So as you get fit as well, you know, you make new friends, you meet new people.
I love that. So you're getting the advantage of, you know, getting fitter and feeling better, but also, you know, meeting new people and creating, as you said, that sense of community. Now, obviously, for getting to the leisure center, some people might be coming with a guide dog for assistance for getting around and getting to the venue, or maybe there's someone who is coming with someone else. Would that be okay? Is the class accessible for that as well?
Yes, they're all welcome. The dogs are welcome and the carers are coming for free. The hall is big enough to hold the peoples and the dogs and the carers, so we're looking forward to see you there.
So I guess the final question I have is, if anyone wanted to get in touch and maybe find out a little bit more, or maybe sign up for the session or the classes, how would they do that?
So we've got two mobile numbers. You can contact Marcella on 07525 790951, or myself on 07554 573690, and we have an email as well, which is rechargefit@gmail.com, which is spelled rechargeft@gmail.com.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Hayley, Marcella. It was lovely speaking with you. Good luck on the taster sessions, and hopefully we can catch up again after and see how it all went.
Brilliant. Thank you for today.
Thank you so much.